Okay.
Okay. Thank you very much for doing this. I appreciate it.
You bet.
I've got a recorder running. The Missouri Association of Social Welfare is challenging the summary statement for the proposed ballot issue on a transportation sales tax. Sketch for me what's wrong with this proposal.
Well, we think that there are a number of things in the summary that could be misleading. For one thing, it's got sales/use tax, which may make some people think that we're talking about one tax when it's two separate taxes. Another thing is it says that tolls on bridges and roads would be constitutionally prohibited, but there's also language in the petition that says if they exist before January 1, 2014, you know, and there have been previous court cases that, you know, question the constitutionality of toll roads in Missouri anyway. So by establishing a new constitutional amendment that makes it clear that this is true for roads and bridges that are in existence on January 1, 2014, that could be a backdoor way of saying that anything built after January 1, 2014 could be a toll road. And I kind of, you know, go back and forth with myself as to whether toll roads are a good idea or not. There are reasons I think they are, and there are reasons I think they aren't. But to basically have language that might make a backdoor way to change what we think is true about toll roads, I'm not even sure if they meant to do that. It may be an unintended consequence of the way it's written, but in any case, it's troubling the way it's written. It also says gasoline tax in the ballot summary, and I think people who, like truck drivers who use diesel, may wonder whether this applies to them at all. It does. It should say motor fuel tax instead of gasoline tax. The ballot language also says it's a 1% increase in the sales/use tax, and that may lead some people to believe it's a very, you know, 1% of the current sales tax, when it's really a 1 cent increase, which really means it's over 23% increase in our current level of sales tax, for example. So there are a number of things there that we found problematic in the ballot language, and we believe that they deserve a full airing in court.
This is a case you think of what would amount to be fatal vagueness in the language. Is that what it comes down to?
Well, I don't know if it's vagueness so much as it's I guess some of it's vague and other things that are there. You know, one asks the question, is something sort of devious around this the toll road thing? Is you know, what's that about? Is this an attempt to establish toll roads, or was it just a mistake? And it's hard to know which. I'm not accusing anybody of anything. It's just, you know, why is it worded that way? It's baffling. We would like to have better ballot language that is more clearly linked to what the actual petition says and be clear on what it is they're trying to do.
I talked to Bill McKenna not long after they were released to start circulating petitions. He says the way the language is set up, it's intended to mean that anything, for example, there's a toll bridge at the Lake of the Ozarks, that would remain legal on the books, but the department could not create any further toll bridges or roads that it would operate, that the legislature could still be able to decree that. I guess it's all false.
That may have been the intention, but it doesn't sound like that when you read it, I don't think. This thing about yes, for the things that are in existence now, but what does it mean that they have to be in existence by January 1st, 2014? Do all the rules change then, or what?
The question I have with your news release, you talk about it would create an additional 1 cent state sales tax and additional 1 cent state use tax. So are you saying that there are places where there could be a 2 cent increase?
Well, no, but by calling it a sales/use tax, some people may think that only one thing is being having a 1 cent added to it. I guess we'd have to look at individual items to see if they have both sales tax on them and use tax on them. Use tax generally is for items that are purchased out of state that are going to be used in Missouri, and whether those items have both sales tax on them and use tax on them, I'm going to have to do a little more digging to find out. But we do think that it's misleading for to call it a sales/use tax because people are going to think that's one item instead of two. I think a lot of people don't even know use taxes exist probably.
On general principles, the organization is against a sales tax increase, whether it's here or, for that matter, on just about anything else, I gather, from previous discussions, not on this topic, but on previous discussions when the issues come up. Am I correct?
Right. We previously sent out a release of a few weeks ago saying that we oppose this method of funding our highways, that we, yes, do believe that our roads and bridges and ports and mass transit all need state dollars put in a way to get things done, and we believe in that kind of investment in the common good. But using a sales tax to do it is the very worst way to fund something. At this point, the poorest 40% of Missourians, households making less than $31,000 a year, are paying over 9% of their incomes in state and local taxes. They already are having to make difficult decisions like whether to heat or eat, like whether to pay for their medicine or pay their rent payment this month. And having an increase in taxes when they go to buy a pair of shoes or a winter coat or school supplies is something that will be a real hardship for them, things that you can't avoid paying for. Everybody needs laundry detergent in order to, be fit to go to school and to work, and families are really struggling to pay for those kind of essentials already. So we do not like this as a funding mechanism. We think there are better ways to do it, and we hope the state will eventually have the real difficult discussion that's there to be had about how do you fund these kind of essential things adequately.
Do you have a particular preference to how you think these things should be funded?
I do. I have several ideas. For one thing, our state budget already loses $400 to $600 million a year because of a particular feature of Missouri tax law that is rare. We are one of six states that allows a deduction for federal income taxes paid. That's it's a feature of tax law that doesn't do anything that actually makes your tax system better in any way. It doesn't help people who need more income at home, the poorest Missourians, low-wage workers. 83% of the benefit of that particular feature goes to the wealthiest 40% of Missourians. So it's targeted to people who don't particularly need some type of relief from their level of taxation. And it takes money away from essential programs and services while making our outdated, unfair, and inadequate tax system worse. So that's one thing that could be changed. I think also it was a mistake to lock our motor fuel tax into the past, to not have any kind of an inflation adjuster on it, because basically you by having a motor fuel tax level that has to be voted on periodically, something very hard to get people in the elected office to do, of course, because you're afraid you're going to be punished for it, to lock it in time. And not have an inflation factor on it means that every year when labor costs or construction costs for materials goes up, you have a pool of money that's, set at a level that won't grow. When you add to that, people are using more fuel-efficient cars, you've got a real problem in your funding source for your highways. Now, we don't like the idea of increasing that either because it hurts low-income people, but there are ways to offset that regressivity. You could create an earned income tax credit and even some type of a rebate system like other states have that help lower wage people have some money back for the motor fuel tax that they pay. And then, of course, there's the adjusting our income tax system so that it's more modern, adequate, and fair. We haven't changed our tax table since 1931, and we should.